This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Is this you singing to Alec
Baldwin?
For one of our first callers,
everybody. Everybody.
Big wheel.
You got a friend in me.
You on his tricycle?
When the road
big wheel, man. Dream machine.
Dream miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
Dream machine was that thing, though, boy. With that handbrake, hit that handbrake on him. It didn't sound like that, but as a kid, that's what you wanted it to sound like.
I can see you going right back to your childhood this morning. I can see it in your
donuts,
face.
Doing donuts in the parking lot in my big wheel, rolling up.
The girls are cheering for you.
This is my childhood, by the way. Toy Story. Big Toy Story guy.
Toy Story's great. You got a little Woody thing going on over there.
A little Woody.
Excuse me?
That doesn't sound real crazy when you said it.
Sorry. You kind of remind me of Woody from Toy Story.
I used to dress up as Woody all the time when I was little.
I mean, can you not see it?
You used to dress up as Woody?
I mean, if you asked me to say a Disney character that Kyle would be.
Heart. So, I'm childish.
Woody.
Even when it wasn't Halloween, you could see me dressing up as Woody.
I used to dress up as Woody all the time.
Now Hugh's going to giggle for the rest of the show.
A lot of girth.
There it is. All right. Before we go any further with this nonsense and all the Alec Baldwin stuff, which in general is nonsense because he's just struggling so much right now. Hugh, we got a situation we got to monitor.
What we got?
All right. So yesterday, T.J. Watt, one of the great pass rushers of...
Man, T.J. Watt a beast.
108 career sacks already at the age of 30. He is unbelievable. Last year, in a down year for him, 11.5 sacks. Year before, 19.
He gets off the ball.
4 years ago, 22.5 sacks. All right, so we know how good T.J. Watt is. He had a cryptic Instagram post where he kind of put up peace signs. So,
deuces!
Well, a lot of people out in Pittsburgh are saying this is not him. This is not the way he typically acts, right? He's not like a look-at-me social media guy. So what's going on here?
Tired of losing.
Well, maybe that's it.
We're tired of not going to the playoffs.
We're tired of not getting the kind of money he wants after Myles Garrett got his contract. So there's a lot going on here. Mark Colobi, who covers the Steelers, a guest of the Pat McAfee show often, he said it's something to watch, that there's something going on here with his contract.
We on TJ Watch?
We are officially on TJ Watch.
TJ Watch.
TJ Watch, yeah, that's what we're on. Hugh, that's pretty good stuff.
You.
All right, we have some audio here on NFL Network? What's going on with TJ Watch? Let's hear it.
TJ Watt is in a contract negotiation situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have seen several top edge rushers get paid. Myles Garrett topping $40 million. We still have Micah Parsons need to get paid. We still have Tristan needs to get paid. But TJ Watt set to make just $21 million this year is in that category. Generally, when a player makes a social media post that forces us to talk about it on TV like we're doing right now, it is because contract negotiations are not going as well as anybody had hoped. If they were going well, if things were all wrapped up, then this would be more like this and less like this, right? I mean, that's kind of what we're reading into it. So I think we could safely say the contract talks between TJ Watt and the Steelers are not off to a rip-roaring start. Doesn't mean they won't get there. They've gotten there before. He is a great player who deserves every penny. But for the sake of this argument, right now in this discussion, let's assume that TJ Watt is not exactly the most thrilled person on earth dealing with this contract.
You know that photo of Howie with the binoculars from a few years ago?
Looking to see?
That's me right now. I'm Howie with the binoculars watching this thing. Hugh, your thoughts on Watt, and let's play it out. Let's say this thing hits a snag and they really can't agree to a contract. How much are you willing to give up for TJ Watt and Jalen Carter rushing together? What do you think?
See. Now, this is where I'm with you to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. This is where we're going to part ways, and Kyle's probably going to go bananas.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to get TJ Watt because I'm not going to be able to pay him. Because the money that TJ Watt is going to want for the time that he's here, mm-hmm. you're going to have to pay Jalen Carter. Like, Jalen Carter is going to get a boatload of money. So you got to have to pay him, TJ Watt, and Jalen Carter eventually. So I don't think that this is a move that presently – the way the Eagles are structured, that they could do. I really don't. I would love for it to happen. Don't get me wrong, because when we talked about it, I was like, oh, that'd be great. But now when I think about it and I think about the money that we're going to have to get and give to him and the money that Jalen Carter's going to get, it's not going to fit.
So I understand your point. I'm disappointed in you, though. I mean, aren't you thinking about – don't you used to be a pass rusher?
I am,
what happened
and I
to
days
you?
Are long
like,
initially, gone.
What happened?
But see, this is the problem. Because I feel a lot of times as fans, we always talk about what we want, but we're not being realistic about how we're going to get it.
All right, so here's why I get that.
This, you see what I'm saying?
This reminds,
so we had to be realistic.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Myles Garrett thing.
Yes.
He's the same age. He wants a record contract. And you're right, the Eagles have issues salary cap-wise. It's why they've let players go this offseason. They got to pay some other guys.
Yeah.
But the longer this plays out, you know who has 20 picks in the next 2 years?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. So I'm monitoring this because what if this gets to the summer and they still can't agree to a contract and he's holding out? I understand the money deep down is an issue and the Eagles got to figure out how they're paying everyone. But what if the Eagles, like, I'm not giving up 2 months for him. Like, I'm not, because he's at that age where he could fall off soon and they got to figure out money stuff. But what if it gets to the summer, Hugh, and he's holding out in Pittsburgh and they could get him for a small price in terms of the trade value?
The trade value, but then you have to pay him because that's a sign and trade.
I know, but the double whammy is what I think the Eagles probably won't do. The two first-round picks and $40 million a year. But what if the summer rolls around and he's like, I'm not playing with Pittsburgh anymore, and they say, all right, we'll give you a 2 and a 3. I got to bring him in.
Yeah,
I have to.
But you're giving a 2 and a 3, and you're still running the risk. If you don't sign him,
I know,
of him leaving at the end of the year.
This is his last year of his deal.
Yeah. So, I don't think if I'm TJ, I'm in my last year of my contract. I'm not playing for anybody if they're not signing and trading. I mean, if they're not signing me, if I'm traded.
Right.
I'm not doing none of that. Because you're 30. You're still playing at a high level, but you're 30. So, you're looking for that financial security. So, no, I'm not playing. I'm not playing for less than whatever dollar amount he wants to play for. I'm not doing that.
Did she do anything for
us? Here's what I'm doing. I'm monitoring the situation. I'm Howie with the binoculars, and if the price drops because he holds out or whatever, I'm pouncing on this, and I'll figure the contract situation out later on. I mean, how could I not? Kyle, I already know what you're going to say, but TJ Watt, we could call him our literal white whale here.
Yep.
Imagine TJ Watt and Jalen Carter together.
I mean, where was this energy with Myles Garrett? I'm wondering.
Wait a minute.
For me?
Yeah, they're like the same age.
Oh, no.
Myles Garrett's
no,
probably better.
Hold on. Because I did say I would not give up 2 ones for Myles Garrett.
Okay, I would do that in a heartbeat for TJ Watt.
I wouldn't do that.
I think you're out of your mind.
Well, because we have to also pay him and the 2 ones. I'm saying,
oh,
if,
great. Awesome. If you'll get TJ Watt. Love it.
If the price drops, I'm watching this.
Well,
I'm monitoring.
I will do whatever it takes to get TJ Watt.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Well, at least I want him here. Hugh doesn't even want good players anymore.
Yeah, like, you can pretty much copy and paste my entire argument for the Myles Garrett thing
and just do it for
TJ Watt. This is one of the biggest no-brainers you could possibly have if you're the Eagles.
I'm just, again, imagine TJ Watt and Jalen Carter together.
But financially, it's not going to make sense.
Screw that.
Hold on a second. What if we made it make sense?
How?
Do we
get rid of AJ?
Yes. Do I need to spend this much on the offensive side of the football?
Wait a minute. AJ, you getting rid of AJ Brown?
Well, no, you asked me a question.
And you answered it very, very quickly.
Okay.
You said yes.
For the next 2 years, if I could have AJ Brown or TJ Watt, I would take TJ Watt. and I'll still score a bunch of points with Devontae Smith and Saquon Barkley.
And Golden.
And a receiver they could draft in the first or second round. And I'll put TJ Watt and Nolan Smith and Jalen Carter, and let's go win the Super Bowl
y'all
again.
Y'all talk about me living in a fairy tale world.
What talking about?
Y'all don't know how these things work. Like, you got to pay TJ.
I'm subtracting the AJ money.
Definitely not do that this year.
Could.
You're not subtracting that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's a beautiful dream. It is. But it's not going to happen. That's one of the reasons why Sweat's not here, because they didn't want to pay him. Matter of fact, he took a pay cut.
Yeah, but this is different.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I'm not
saying
that.
I mean, TJ Watt, yeah.
I'm not saying TJ Watt.
Stop it,
dude. And I'm not saying Sweat him in the same stratosphere. Mm. But you're going to allocate a lot of money to TJ, which when you look at our cap, our money, our coffers, we ain't got much
Do you
bread.
Even, Howie, bro? Like, this whole, like, oh, it's a nice dream. People would have said that about A.J. Brown before we traded for him on draft night.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley. Like how he can make these personal. Things happen.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
I didn't think that was very personal. I'm just wondering if you even, Howie.
All right. So let me throw something at you.
What you got?
Okay. Because we keep saying they can't afford another defensive player because they're going to pay Jalen.
Jalen's about to get a ton of bread.
Let me just say something, and I'm not even saying it's going to happen. It's just a hypothetical. What if Nolan Smith turns into TJ Watt? Guess what he's going to ask for? Like, let's say Nolan Smith comes out this year, and the way he played the last 8 or 9 games, he does it for a full season. He has 18 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want $35 million a year. Are we going to let Nolan Smith go?
I think that when you talk about what he could potentially be, this ain't the contract, because they're all coming up, because they were all drafted around the same time. I know the Kobe's fifth-year option is coming up. They got to figure that out, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm just saying, just going to live in this world where only they're going to pay Jalen Carter, then eventually we're going to let Nolan potentially go, and what if Quinyon turns into an all-pro?
I know that's a whole lot of what-if hypotheticals, but right now, if I'm Howie, all of my resources that I'm potentially going to allocate are going to be for Jalen Carter, because Jalen Carter right now is the end all to be all on this Eagles defense. He's that guy. So what you're talking about, I will cross that bridge when I get to it. But right now, when I look at this team and the way that it's constructed, a lot of money on the offensive side of the ball.
And not much on defense.
I can't pay both of those guys.
See, like I'm envisioning at some point they're going to have to make a hard decision.
Yes.
And either take money off the offense and give it to the defense, or let a defensive player that they want to keep go. And so that could be like the TJ Watt's just a name for right now, mm-hmm. but it could be Nolan Smith 2 years from now.
But right now, to your point, Joe, they're not thinking that way. I think they're more thinking, okay, if that happens, we'll cross that bridge and we'll get
to
it.
That's what they're doing.
But it's almost a guarantee that Jalen Carter has to be that guy. Jalen Carter, is a throwback to when Reggie White and those guys used to play. Jalen Carter played damn near 90% of the snaps.
He's amazing.
Only cats that do that are offensive players. So when you look at the league as a whole, and I'm not saying this to trigger anybody, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. Luxury, not a necessity.
Because
people aren't hearing what I'm saying is that defensive players nowadays, if you're playing a 60-snap game on defense, you're probably, like Brandon and those guys, playing 30 snaps. They're not playing the whole game. They're going in a rotation.
Well, especially the upfront guys.
Yeah, the upfront guys. They're rotating those guys. Offensive linemen never come off the field. They never come off the field. Jalen Carter, think about it like this, people. He was the only defensive lineman that didn't come off the field. He's going to get that kind of money because of his contribution and what he brings to the table. He's a 60-snap player, 60-snap-a-game player in an era where guys only play half of that the game. So he has to be your priority. TJ Watt, the same thing. So when you look at that, who they got? Cam Hayward, right? They got Cam Hayward. They got TJ Watt. Those guys were drafted there. The money that you're going to give for TJ Watt, TJ Watt's going to want to get paid.
86% of snaps last year.
Who was that?
TJ.
That's what I'm saying. Those are those guys.
I know.
We don't have those guys. We don't have all of those guys. We got one of those guys. So they're not going to want to pay. I don't think they're going to want to pay both of them.
How about having two instead of one?
No, I would like that, but financially, I don't think that the Eagles are going to be in a position to do that.
I think you have anti-elite edge rusher bias because you're worried about people coming for your sack record.
Why you're okay with Josh Sweat.
I am not.
We saw right through it.
You guys are ridiculous.
It's why you were hesitant to buy in the Bond thing because he's 53. We see right through this.
Right through you.
I sit here
because if TJ
day.
Watt arrives, you fall down the list of great Eagles pass rushers.
I have an agenda. I am okay with that. But I like how when I bring logical facts to the table, it always comes out in your guys' eyes that like I'm hating. I'm not hating. I'm thinking.
Well, listen, we're like anybody else in their car. Listen, like, wait a second. Hugh doesn't want TJ Watt. Yeah. Why? And then the wheels start spinning.
Is that right? Is that what it is?
He must not want him to get more sacks in an Eagles uniform.
Okay. All right. Okay.
At least you admit it.
It's gatekeeper Douglas.
Yeah. It's growth today. You've admitted it. Yeah.
I cannot worry with this one. Yeah. You guys are a mess.
Wow. I'm surprised you didn't you people us.
I thought about it, but
we got the hardest you people of all time earlier in the show.
I know. Who's outrageous. All right. At least we're not the only one. Kashmir the Pocono is disappointed at Hugh. What's up, Kashmir?
Kashmir. What did I do?
I am disappointing you, Hugh, because you as a former player should know that if another player is not doing his job and he's sulking on the field and making your team worse, and is making it harder for you to do your job as a player because you were one of the star pass rushers in the league back when you played, Hugh. And guess what? Just like Bryce Harper is one of the star home run hitters and star hitters in his Phillies team in baseball, he's making it harder on guys like Harper and Turner because of him sulking and him not being able to get a damn hit to save his life. He's making it harder on them. So guess what? Hugh, as a former player, you should be saying to this cat, yo, bro, you're making life more difficult on me because let me ask you a question. What would you be saying to a player in his fifth or sixth year and he continues to sulk on the sidelines, he's throwing his helmet, he's missing blocking assignments, he can't shed blocks, he can't make any tackles, he's not doing his job, and he's sulking on the sidelines. He's got a piss-poor attitude. And you got other teammates calling this cat out, saying he's not doing his job. Hugh, what would you be saying, Hugh?
You want me to answer this question honestly?
Answer it.
Yes!
I'm going to say, hey, bro, are you okay? We need you. We need you to pick it up.
It's been 6 years, bro! Hey,
Kashmir, you asked me to answer a question, and I gave you the honest...
Doesn't like your answer.
He wants it in a certain way.
Nobody likes my answers. Nobody likes the way that you have to handle these situations.
Maybe look in a
mirror.
But
guess what, Kashmir? Guess what? I hear what you're saying.
Maybe this is why he defends Bohm. Bohm's the same way.
Guess what, Kashmir? I hear what you're saying. But you can't handle every situation with a heavy head. You remember Latrell Sprewell? Y'all remember him?
Yes. I remember
what happened when Latrell Sprewell...
PJ Carlissimo remembers.
That's what I'm getting to. What happened when PJ was yelling at Latrell? Got hands put on him. You can't talk there. Like, my point is this.
PJ got choked out.
You can't talk to everybody like that nowadays. That's when it started. Cats started talking about, hey, coach, don't get Sprewelled up in this piece. That's why coaches like Bill Parcells and those old school coaches, they had to hurry to get out the league. Cats ain't dealing with that no more.
Bone's not going to Sprewell Topper.
But no. Here's the thing. But can I mind if I rebut you real quick?
No, you got it.
Here'll be my rebuttal. I understand. Like, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying. Like, a guy like Jimmy Johnson wouldn't be able to coach in today's NFL because he would get on players like that. So I understand. You know, even though he was one of the great defensive coordinators of all time, if not the greatest, I get that. But here would be my issue. Right, this city still has not changed. We still demand. And I know I live in the Poconos, but Joe, just like Joe, you gave me an I count as an honorable Philadelphia fan, right? You agree, right, Joe?
You're a great Phillies fan. I don't care if you're in the Poconos or right next to us.
Yep, and so I count as a Philadelphia sports fan. So I count as one of you guys. So I will say this: we still, as a Philadelphia fan base, Hugh, we still hold our players accountable. We still demand a lot out of our players. And if we see you, and here's the thing, right? If we see you sulking on the field, throwing your helmet, throwing your bat, acting like a six-year-old who just dropped a piece of cake, if we see you acting like that.
That would hit home. That analogy hit home.
It really did, yeah.
While still performing awfully, terribly, and making life more difficult and making the game harder for guys like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner, who rely on Bohm to be able to do his job to a, not a great level, but to a level that can make us better because we're trying to win a championship here, man.
No, I hear what you're saying.
You know, the Harper point you brought up, Cashmere, it's a great phone call with a lot of passion. Hugh, I do wonder at some point if Harper, because Harper's the one on days where they face a right-handed pitcher, right? So Schwarber leads off, Turner's two, Harper three, Bohm four, right? Mm-hmm. Harper's the one that eventually is going to be the most affected because pitchers are going to stop pitching to him or pitch around him and make it hard. Like, eventually I wonder how long until Harper goes to Topper and be like,
what are we doing?
I need protection, right? Like, and that could be Castellanos right now or, you know, however they're going to do it. Like, if I'm Bryce, I'm like, because this happened in the playoffs. Remember the year they played the Diamondbacks? Mm-hmm. The Diamondbacks stopped pitching to Bryce because they wanted to go after Bohm.
Yeah.
Like, that's also another element to this that Topper's got to be sensitive to. If Bryce is being affected, then I got to make a move.
And I understand all of that. I don't think we're there where we have to make those drastic decisions just yet.
Are you serious? It's April 10th.
No. And you say it jokingly, but you see it. There's some level of seriousness in
yes,
there.
Yes, there is.
It's too early for that move to be made. Now, everything that Cashmere said, everything that you're saying, I believe that to be true. But there's also the delivery when you're talking to a player. And the way that I said everything that Cashmere said when I said, hey, man, we need you. Because that's the truth. I need you. I need you to protect me in order. It's the way you said. You can't go to say, hey, dude, you stink. You make too much money to be playing like this and da-da-da-da-da. That's nobody responds to that.
This whole thing about you taking the pledge, it's done.
Wait.
You did take the Phillies accountability pledge.
You didn't take it seriously at all.
What do you mean I didn't take it seriously?
Because nothing that we've talked about with the Phillies so far has been pledge-like attitude.
Wait a minute.
You've abandoned the pledge instantly. You didn't even take it seriously. You're doing nothing on everybody.
You were giggling through the pledge.
It was a joke.
You were giggling.
Seriously? I'm giggling?
No, not now. No. During the pledge.
Well, you were. Everybody heard it.
We took the pledge to hold the Phillies
accountable. You know why I try to bring some maturity to this station, especially in this time slot.
Yep,
maturity,
that's right.
You got upset because I called the toy a tricycle this morning.
It was not a tricycle. It's a green.
So mature.
Because you guys are so emotional about everything.
No, not us.
You're ready, like, okay, granted, it's more than one game sample size. It's more than one game sample size. But it's too early to be making all these drastic moves just yet.
Didn't take the pledge seriously.
I did take the pledge seriously.
No,
but
because this whole too early
pledge.
Nonsense. That's not the pledge.
The clock is ticking. There's only 151 mm-hmm. games to go.
The clock is ticking.
215.
11 games in, and we're already making moves. We're already benching people. We're sending them down to AAA.
All I said is drop them in the order.
Well, I tell you, you people today, man.
Here we go again. Defending everyone with the you people stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Daily Mock coming up on the other side. We also have another Sunoco gift card to give away. They gave us two today.
Ooh.
How about that?
We'll be giving away the second.
We'll do it, but caller number four right now to the contest line. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number four right now. Four, where Bohm should not bat tonight. Caller number four wins this gift card. On the other side, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.